This is CNN Student News, current events for middle and high school classrooms with zero commercials. I'm Carl Azuz. Today's show starts with coverage of a threat. The Al-Shabaab terrorist group, which is based in Somalia, is telling terrorists to attack shopping malls in the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Canada. Al-Shabaab is linked to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network, and it carried out an attack at a mall in Kenya in 2013 that killed dozens of people.
This latest statement from Al-Shabaab reflects the new phase we've evolved to in the global terrorist threat, in that you have groups such as Al-Shabaab, ISIL, publicly calling for independent actors in their homelands to carry out attacks. We're beyond the phase now where these groups would send foreign operatives into countries after being trained someplace. We're now at a stage where it is all the more important in our counterterrorism efforts that we have a whole-of-government approach.
But despite the threat, the FBI says Al-Shabaab's in a weakened state. Its previous leader was killed in a U.S. airstrike last year. And while U.S. law enforcement says Al-Shabaab might want to attack an American mall, there's no specific real threat against one. And officials say while shoppers should be vigilant, no one should avoid malls because of Al-Shabaab. The bigger danger, according to the FBI, is that the threat might inspire homegrown extremists already in the U.S. to try an attack. But the FBI has a program to improve mall security, in addition to what the malls themselves already do.
Truck and bus drivers get ID checks. There are swab tests for explosives, pop-up barricades, bike patrols, undercover behavior detection officers, hundreds of surveillance cameras, and bomb-sniffing dogs. Security for the Capitol, the Pentagon, the White House? Nope, this is security at Minnesota's Mall of America, one of the largest enclosed shopping centers in the country, visited by 42 million people each year.